Barbara Hough served as the founding executive director for 12 years. Sandra Spencer was named in that role in 2004. Interestingly, Sandra was the first parent who became a part of our community collaborative as part of our system of care work in North Carolina beginning in 1997. She had two children, one with significant mental and behavioral health issues. Think about Sandra and the challenges she experienced during those first few years, and then think about her in the leadership role representing the Federation. It makes you realize just how much untapped talent there is if we recognize the strengths that families bring to the table. The Federation develops numerous documents that are of utility to families. One such document, Indicators of Family Involvement, is provided to you as a handout. Families have had key roles in advocating for the rights of children and adults with developmental disabilities as well, bringing about changes in state and national laws. Advocacy groups involving parents and professionals working together exist across the country. For example, we have Disability Rights of Florida and Florida Developmental Disabilities Council, providing advocacy in the state of Florida. These organizations have worked diligently to make supports and services available for individuals in their homes and communities, rather than in large facilities. They advocate for changes in health and wellness programs. Nationally, there's the PACER Center, Family Voice, and National Center for Family Professional Collaboration. These and other organizations assist families in accessing free and appropriate public education and other services in accordance with federal laws.